I guess, rather defeats the point of retirement. Dave Penny is the Managing Director of Invest Southwest and Independent Financial Advisors in Somerset. Dave, hello, morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, we've got a lot to get through. I know you were listening. We had quite a lot of interesting subjects raised. And let's start with Ben, actually, a young man who obviously is thinking, I'm going to end up working forever. He's taken some advice. Would you say that the advice he's got is okay?
I think, firstly, I have to congratulate Ben is a 23-year-old man for being so proactive and looking into this. It really is unusual for someone of that age to look so far forward, and only good can come from doing that. He's not received advice. He's been through a calculator, which is a program which has given him an output, and I suspect that there are a lot more variables which would change the output if you looked a bit more in a more bespoke way at his situation. In particular, that will be a calculator which will assume annuity rates at his age 60. Firstly, that's an assumption which was probably quite pessimistic. And secondly, the entire pensions landscape was redesigned 10 days ago in the budget when the government said that you don't have to have an annuity. And if you haven't got to have an annuity, then you don't have to be locked into those assumed very low rates.
We better just remind people what an annuity is, because we use that word a lot and not everybody has quite got their head around it yet.
It's a really simple concept. You take a lump of money and you buy an income for life. That's an annuity.
Fair enough. So that's all changed then, as you were saying, because of the budget. So maybe he just needs to go back and have another look and get some advice from someone like you, I suppose.
And obviously, you know, I have an axe to grind. I am an advisor. And of course, I'm going to say that you should seek advice. But if you simply put these figures into a calculator, that won't look at the wider picture for you personally. There are other things that you can use. You can be looking at your assets in your house. For example, I have a large house now because I have lots of children. When I get to retirement, I won't have lots of children, and it's very likely I would downsize the house. So there are wider issues that you can look at.
That's an optimistic view. I'm thinking my children are going to be with me forever because they can't buy a house either.
I hadn't thought of that.
that might have just got in the way. Let's have a look at the problem areas. I understand that somebody needs to look at how much money they might need for a quality of life. And let's, for argument's sake, say that that's £10,000 or £15,000.
Yes.
What I don't understand is how do you work out how much you're going to need in the pot, because you don't know when you're going to die. So how do you work that out when you come to those equations?
Well, an annuity is a way of avoiding that calculation, because if you die tomorrow, it gives you the income until tomorrow. If you die in 40 years' time, it gives you the income until 40 years' time. So you're taking the risk away from yourself and you're giving it to the annuity firm, hence the reason the rates are quite low. What you're talking about, Matt, is if you take on the risk yourself. You don't buy an annuity, you have your own money invested, and you're trying to work out, should I take lots of money out of it now? Will it still be there in 30 years' time, or will it all be gone and will I be destitute? And that's really where the risk lies. Does it go with the annuity provider or with yourself? You can't, of course you can't work out. I have had clients say to me, Dave, I'd like to spend my last money, please, my last pound on my last day of life. Can you arrange that for me, please?
Interesting question.
Yeah, as a joke, but it's a serious point, isn't it? And what the relaxation of the pension rules allow now is for you to do that. You can take all of your money out of a pension. In the old days, when I was, 18 years old, putting money into pension was saying goodbye to that money forever as a lump. It might come back as an income, but I'd never see it as a lump again. Now, at least, you can have all of your money back out of pensions, which completely changes the choices that you can make. Although you do, of course, have to be responsible and try to calculate that the money lasts until, you don't need any more.
And just to be clear, you can take your money out when you on your retirement birthday, not just now because you want to take it out now.
At the moment, it's after age 55.
Right, okay.
Which is, bearing in mind our life expectancy, retiring younger than age 55, it will be very exceptional.
Okay, so we touched on the budget. Let's just carry on with that a little bit. Was it a good budget for people who were just about to retire? Or was it a good budget? Who was it a good budget for specifically, do you think?
I can tell you, sadly, I watch every budget with excitement. They are, of course, thrilling, but this one was particularly thrilling. I've never seen such an incredible budget in my career, and there are those in my industry who share that thought. He completely changed the landscape for people who are before or at retirement. Those who have already chosen an annuity, it's too late, it's irreversible, unless it's in the last 30 days. But those who are thinking about retirement now or are before retirement, the choices have completely changed. And whereas if you might, an average annuity or pension pot might be £50,000, where that might buy you an income of perhaps £3,000 a year, which is pretty unimpressive, that £50,000 is now all available to you in its entirety. Well, I say now, not quite now, but in the next year. available to you in its entirety, and for you to make those decisions about how you spend it and when you spend it.
So what's the best thing to do as far as you'd be advising? If I said to you, well, look, I've got this 50,000 then. I don't know when I'm going to die, but I do know that I'm, let's, for argument's sake, say I'm 55. What am I going to do with that 50,000 then? Because I'm not going to get any more of it. It's only going to be 50,000, isn't it?
Yes. You know what I'm going to say. It depends entirely upon your personal circumstances. I can't give advice, on the radio, which encapsulates everyone that's listening.
Yeah.
You do have to look at how you feel about risk. So if you have the money invested, and it might make a 10%, it might make 3%, it might gain, it might lose. In different years, performance will change. Does that terrify you? If it does, then probably an annuity is more appropriate for you. Are you living below the breadline now? Do you just desperately need money? In which case, you might choose to take bigger chunks out of it. It really depends on a whole wide range of factors, which an advisor would help take you through. And I think that in the next year, when the government beds down this change, there will be more tools that it introduces to allow you to think about that. The Money Advice Service, which is the government's service, which is neutral and not-for-profit, will have, I'm sure, some good tools to help you decide.
Just out of interest, would you advise people to pay off debt that they have with it? I know it depends on personal circumstances, but I'm just thinking a lot of people these days will get to 55,
yes,
and they will still have a reasonable amount of debt that they, yes, will have amassed during those 55 years.
Yes.
They get the lump sum. Is it wise to clear debt and try and start again, or is it better to say leave the debt where it is and we'll move on with the extra money?
I do see a surprising number of retired people who have money in a savings account and then also credit cards and overdrafts, just because they want to have the money in the savings account. They feel good about that, and they feel nervous about getting rid of it by clearing debt. As a general principle, short-term debt, so credit cards, overdrafts, personal loans, those loans that are perhaps 6, 7, 8, 18%, it makes sense to clear them almost always. Sometimes it makes sense to have to keep your mortgage going if it's down around the 3, 4% that they can be now. The cheaper debt, it can be worth keeping. But as a general principle, you try not to invest if you have debt. But there are lots of exceptions to that rule, Matt.
There's a couple of people got in touch, which I'd just like to mention, and you may wish to comment on these. We'll see how it goes. Ron in North Petherton says, as I see it, pension saving is the same as the old saying goes. You cut your garment according to your cloth. How to achieve the pot of money most efficiently is the question I would like to put to Mr. Penny. Pensions, it seems, attract high and upfront and ongoing charges. I believe a 5% tax charge on investment income, limiting their potential growth, although having the advantage of tax relief at the individual's personal rate. However, they are taxed when you draw them at any amount over the personal allowance, including other incomes, including the state pension. Now, I've got completely lost in the wording of that. But do you have anything you'd like to say to Ron in North Petherton?
I think Ron's saying that there are high charges, and when you take the money out, it's taxed.
Right.
We're at such a time of change right now that lots of these comments, the negative comments that have been raised, are completely true about pensions as they were even 2 weeks ago. There have been lots of high charges, 5% on the way in, 100% at some of these things, and the older schemes that have just been left, and they've just been, they're called zombie funds, have really high ongoing charges as we speak. The government, in all kinds of ways, is stopping that kind of bad behaviour from the advisory world, a cap of 0.75%, for example. So I think people thinking about putting money into pensions right now, they will never experience that kind of bad behaviour again from now. Advisors can't take commission anymore. It can't be done. So that's been cured, and they are low-cost now, pensions. As regards to the tax on the way out, that's the big thing about these taking all your money out of a pension. You need to be careful. It'll be added to your earned income. But on the way in, you get this massive tax advantage. A basic rate taxpayer puts £100 into a pension, it becomes £125 overnight. You get this massive tax uplift. If you're then careful about how you take it out, then just take the money out that you need. A lot of the irresponsible journalism recently has been saying, take all the money out and buy a Lamborghini. That's nonsense, because you'd be taxed at 40%. Mm. Just take out the money that you need to live, and you'd be taxed at most at 20%. And that way, it becomes quite low cost and very, very tax efficient. There is nothing like it on the marketplace.
We've had a text from Steve in Burnham-on-Sea. Steve says, I've worked for 53 years, 44 of them as self-employed. I'm now 68, still working to get a reasonable living owing to being missold 3 private pensions. I will have to work until I drop. You hear a lot of people just saying, I don't think I can ever stop working. Do you find that a lot?
I do, absolutely. And I'm afraid to say there's a generation that has been through a really rough ride with pensions. People who perhaps reached retirement in the last 10 years or before tended to have much more guaranteed schemes which see them right in retirement. But if you were earning and had pensions in the 80s, where there was some really awful mis-selling going on when they were being liberalised, it's really bad luck, and I can only really feel for your listener on that front. All you can ever do is make the best of the situation that's in front of you at the time. Mm. And if you have three schemes that are on... I would hope to say that with the state pension and then a little bit of proper management of what you already have, that would not be the case. But, of course, it might be necessary that you have to work on longer than you planned, and I'm just so sorry for that.
Mm. Will I ever see anything back from my contracting out of SERPs, which I remember was a complete minefield when anyone said to me, I just signed a form and off it went, and I don't even know where the money is at the moment.
Yes, most people who have contracted out of SERPs really have no clue what they did, and did it because someone told them to. I'm pleased to report that the principle of contracting out of SERPs, I'd say most cases, has proven to be quite advantageous. Certainly the longer you have from retirement, the money that has a chance to grow, and it could well do better than the state scheme that you come out of. So, as long as you, whenever you move house, Matt, you tell them your new address, so then they know where you are and you don't lose it, then it'll be a fund of money which will give you something in retirement. Yes.
I think I have. I don't know. I will check it. I'm terrible. Also, Phil in Midsummer Norton said, freeze on pensioners' allowance isn't working for me or anyone else I know. What advice would you offer? Can you offer?
That's almost a political issue, and thank goodness I'm not a politician. There's been a decision made about how personal allowances, whether you're a pensioner or for all people with personal allowances, how that's been rebalanced. What's been done has been done, and I think it's not working for many people. All I can say to you is to, you know, try and make the best of your finances in other ways.
Fundamentally and finally, I think, just to sort of wrap this up today, is there anything that you can do based on the fact that you've retired? Your stuff is already in place, but you're finding that your pension's not enough. If you don't have an income, it must be very difficult to put that right, isn't it?
It is. When you've finished earning, you don't have those earnings to try and correct any mistakes either you may have made or that simply, you know, life has been tough. There are things you can do always. One of the simplest I always say on this show is do a really detailed monthly budget. See how you're spending your money. It sounds unimaginative and unexciting, but on average, £1,400 a year is saved by people who do that. So that's the number. To know exactly where your money is going, it might help you in future. There is equity release as a last resort. If you can't downsize your house or don't want to, then equity release now is a perfectly reputable product. 5.9% of the rates that you guarantee, so that can get you some significant sums out if you're really struggling. So there are things to do. Always seek advice. You'll always get an hour with someone that's free of charge, and that should help you at least to see the wider picture and think of any original ideas.
Dave, thanks for your time today. Hopefully we've answered you've answered a few questions. Thank you. That's Dave Penny, the Managing Director of Invest Southwest, an independent financial advisors in Somerset.